مرحبا يا مصطفى، مرحبا يا مصطفى، the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، مرحبا يا مصطفى. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choices of peace and blessings be upon his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fountain of the treasures of wisdom, and upon his purified household and his brilliant companions alayhim ridwan, who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے، میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے. ویلکم، مرحبا، اہلن و سہلن بکم ٹو اور ویورز آف مدنی چینل. Wherever you are, subhanallah, keep reciting Durud-e Pak. Our discussion for today's program is the amazing and unparalleled beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is completely, of course, matchless. And we have with us in studio our honorable, respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Ansari At-Tari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. And we will, inshallah, Zawajallah, commence, or we will continue with our discussion. We even have a kalam, Mawlana Sahib, today, alhamdulillah. And after this kalam, we even have some Madani pearls for the viewers of Madani channel. When we speak about the beauty and the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is left astounded and one is left in a state of shock to learn that this is the matchless beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who have learned and heard of the beauty of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have understood this beauty, subhanallah, after reading many books of ahadith and understanding the physical description of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his eyes, his blessed hands, his mubarak tongue, and the other body organs, subhanallah, and body limbs and body parts of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person is left with tears in his eyes, because all we could do is imagine that this Mubarak and such a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had walked this earth, Mawlana Sahib, subhanallah. And there are many ash'ar which we are going to even listen and recite during this program. But the viewers of Madinah Channel should understand that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted such beauty to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has no match, Mawlana Sahib, throughout the globe. There is no match. There was never any match then. There is no match today. And there can never be any match to the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the question is, how can there ever be a match, Mawlana Sahib? How can there be a match? For Allah Azza wa Jalla did not create anyone else as beautiful as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His beauty was such, dear viewers, that one says that the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like a moon. Sometimes the Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan would compare his blessed beauty to the moon, whilst others say that rays of light would emanate from his blessed and noble face, Muhasa. Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan had witnessed this, yet many others had stated that nobody as beautiful as him came into this world. In fact, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, in his beautiful poetry had explained this when he says, Lam yati nadiro kafi nadarin, mithle tunashud paida jana, جگراج کو تاج تورے سرسو ہے تجھ کو شہید دو سرا جانا. اللہ اکبر، اللہ اکبر. And the viewers of Madani channel, Ala Hazrat very beautifully explains this in the opening couplet of this kalam, which is in four languages. لَمْ يَاتِ نَذِيرُكَ فِي نَذَرٍ مِثْلِ تُنَشُدْ پَيْدَا جَانَا جَگْرَاج کو تاج تُرے سرسو ہے تجھ کو شہِ دو سرا جانا. اللہ اکبر. He says, O messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eye has never seen anyone as beautiful as you. Because why? No one as beautiful as you has ever been born. The crown of domination over the entire universe is upon your blessed head. Jagaraj ko taaj ture sarso, he tujhko shahedo sarajana, and I consider you the king of both the worlds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in his amazing poetry, subhanallah, had explained the beauty of the beloved Nabi after, subhanallah, witnessing his beauty through his kashf and through the blessings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who, you know, allowed him to witness and see that beauty. Together with the dear viewers of Madani channel, there are so many other ash'ar, but just for us to understand that we are so fortunate. Today we are going to be honored and blessed to hear about this type of beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no eyes had ever seen. In fact, those Mubarak and blessed companions who witnessed his beauty day and night, Mulana Sahib, there are such accounts that even before their departure from the world, they had inquired from their close family members, could you describe to me the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And it was said to them, did you not witness and see his beauty? The person, the companion who's leaving this world and departing from this world, who at that stage only has one desire, kaash sarkar ka didar mujhe naseeb ho jaye dobara. And then they would explain and say that, yes, I had seen him, lekin kabhi jee bhar ke hum dekh nahi paaye. Allahu Akbar. I had never seen him to such an extent that I was satisfied. This desire still increases in my heart to see him even more. Subhanallah. That was the ru'ub and the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And much, much more can be said. But Mulana Sahib, inshallah, azawajalla, before we ask questions and dive into the subject of beauty of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ek kalam ki jani pehle jaate hain, inshallah, azawajalla. And after we listen to this kalam, and when we do return, dear viewers, we have many ahadith which we are going to be presenting to the viewers of Madani channel that shall explain the unmatched beauty of the greatest creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn more on this subject and topic, stay locked with us until the end of the program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Habibi Jadal Hasanain Ya Rasulullah. Habibi Jadal Hasanain Ya Rasulullah. Char so ujala ujala, char so ujala ujala. Mustafa ke jhane se, Mustafa ke jhane se. Sarkar ki aamad marhaba, Rasool ki aamad marhaba, Sardar ki aamad marhaba, Achhe ki aamad marhaba, Salar ki aamad marhaba, Sachche ki aamad marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba, Habibi. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba, Habibi. Khushiyon bare din raat hai, Milad لمحات ہیں خوشیوں بارے دن رات ہیں میلاد کے لمحات ہیں دل کے عجب جذبات ہیں دل کے عجب جذبات ہیں میلاد کے لمحات ہیں میلاد کے Habibi Jadal Hasanain Ya Rasulullah. Habibi Jadal Hasanain Ya Rasulullah. Sayyidi Ya Mustafa, Sayyidi Ya Mustafa. Marhaba, 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 marhaba. Ishq-e Nabi ka parcham liye, zikr-e Nabi ke waaste. Ishq-e Nabi ka parcham liye, zikr-e Nabi ke waaste. Qudsi bhi mere saath hai, Qudsi bhi mere saath hai. Milad ke lamhat hai, Milad ke Marhaba, Habibi Jadal Hasanain Ya Rasulullah. Habibi Jadal Hasanain Ya Rasulullah. Char
سو اجالا اجالا
چار سو اجالا اجالا مصطفیٰ کے جھنڈے سے
جلوہ نما سرکار ہے رحمت بھرے آثار ہے جلوہ نما سرکار ہے رحمت بھرے آثار ہے میرے لیے سوغات ہے میرے لیے سوغات ہے میلاد کے لمحات ہے میلاد کے لمحات
حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ سیدی یا مصطفیٰ سیدی یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا 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 مرحبا
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
رسول کی آمد
مرحبا
سردار کی آمد
مرحبا
اچھے کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
سچے کی آمد
مرحبا
گمراہیوں سے دور کیا
مرحبا
تاریکیوں کو نور کیا گمراہیوں سے دور کیا تاریکیوں کو نور کیا آقا کے احسانات ہے آقا کے احسانات ہے میلاد کے لمحات ہے میلاد کے
حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ سیدی یا مصطفیٰ سیدی یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا 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 مرحبا
جلوہ دکھایا آپ نے جگ جگ مگایا آپ نے جلوہ دکھایا آپ نے جگ جگ مگایا آپ نے کہ نوشائے بارات ہے کہ نوشائے بارات ہے میلاد کے لمحات ہے میلاد کے
حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ چار سو اجالا اجالا مصطفیٰ کے جھنڈے سے مصطفیٰ کے جھنڈے سے
سرکار کی میٹھی نظر مجھ پر اجاگر پڑ گئی سرکار کی میٹھی نظر مجھ پر اجاگر پڑ گئی بدلے ہوئے حالات ہیں بدلے ہوئے حالات ہیں میلاد کے لمحات ہیں میلاد کے
حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ حبیبی جد الحسن ہے یا رسول اللہ سیدی یا مصطفیٰ سیدی یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا 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 مرحبا
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
رسول کی آمد
مرحبا
سردار کی آمد
مرحبا
اچھے کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
سچے کی آمد
مرحبا
خوشیوں بھرے دن رات ہے میلاد کے لمحات ہے مرحبا مرحبا ماشاء اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام اینڈ دس واز عادل اتاری سلمہ الباری ریسائٹنگ اینڈ praising the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his melodious voice. Subhanallah, what beautiful ash'ar and couplets composed in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before this kalam, dear viewers, we were speaking about the unmatched beauty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, a pious predecessor has stated, all of the beauty and splendor of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not made apparent to us. For if it was all apparent to us, our eyes would be incapable of looking at the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our eyes would be incapable of witnessing that amazing nurani nur beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, dear viewers, the possessor of beauty and splendor, the illuminated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, nobody is aware of my reality besides my Lord. Allahu Akbar. And beside Allah Azza wa Jalla, no one is aware of my reality. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali brilliantly mentioned the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in these couplets when he says, Husne Yusuf Pekati Misr mein angushte zana. Misr mein Husne Yusuf pe kati, Misr mein angushte zana, sar katate hai tere naam pe mardane Arab. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yani Allah Hazrat states, they cut their fingers upon seeing the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but the great men of Arabia do not cut their fingers upon seeing the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they present their necks in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, they would not cut their fingers, but rather they would cut their heads on the name of Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the nisbat, connection, and attraction, and the magnetic power of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the hearts of those companions. Subhanallah. Maulana Sahib, since we are discussing this beauty, and subhanallah, there's so many things that's going through my mind at this very moment. Our eyes are sick and they are incapable of having that didar. Yet it is still the tamanna and desire of every lover and ashik that at least, if not in our dream, at the time of leaving this world and departing from this world, we desire to have Didari Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many actions to be done after which there is that hope and umid for at least having the Didar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, for the very same glimpse and for the very same, I would say, you know, Didar and that one desire of every lover that he wants to witness and see his Aqa and his Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many fortunate are those who are honored to see him in the dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what about those companions who seen him day and night, who were honored to see him before salah, after performing salah behind him, in his iqtida, Allahu Akbar, and would consult with him and see him? What was their ishara? What was some of their expressions and words when they were asked about the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can Mawasa please shed some light on this aspect?
Subhanallah, a very great Sahabi Rasul, whose names all our children, they should know. If they want to follow a hero of Islam,
Achcha.
And they usually follow celebrities, but if they want to truly follow a hero of Islam, Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, sayfum min suyufillah. When he went to a tribe and the leader of the tribe, he asked, describe the beauty of your Prophet.
Allahu Akbar.
So Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I cannot describe it in detail. He said, then mention it briefly. He said that just as the Creator who sent him, His messenger is also accordingly perfect.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. Such profound words to describe the beauty of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as the Creator who sent him, His messenger is also accordingly perfect.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And when, alhamdulillah, the pious predecessors, they wanted to say the same thing in few words about the beauty of Rasulullah,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We have such beautiful couplets where he says, Ya Sahib al Jamali wa Ya Sayyid al Bashar.
Allahu Akbar.
Min wajhika al Munir, Laqad Nuwir al Qamar.
Subhanallah.
La yumkinu sanau kama kana haqquhu. Ba'daz Huda Buzurg tu'i qissa mukhtasar.
Subhanallah.
And when the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would see the beautiful gaze of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful chehra, his beautiful face. And Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say, wa ahsana minka lam taraqat ayni wa ajmalu minka lam talid an-nisaa khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tashaa. Allahu akbar. Ya Rasulullah, more beautiful than you my eyes have never seen.
Allahu akbar.
And more beautiful than you no woman has given birth.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin. You were created free from all defects.
Subhanallah.
Ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tashaa, as if you were born the way you wanted to be.
Kya baat hai Madidi ki. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is so amazing, Mulana Sahab. So these are the ash'ar of Hassan bin Thabit.
Ji.
Radiyallahu ta'ala an. And they are recited throughout the globe, Mulana Sahib. Bacche bacche bhi isko padhte hain, subhanallah. And this was his aqeedah at the same time, which he has expressed through these ash'ar.
Subhanallah. Those
his aqeedah and love.
Fortunate people who had the privilege of seeing the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their own eyes. And we only know the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from whatever little that we have read about it from the Shamail of Tirmizi and from the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the athar of Sahaba, how they describe the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they were those who had seen this beauty directly with their own eyes. And as the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, laysa al-khabaru kal muayana, meaning what you hear can never be equivalent to something that you can see with your own eyes, what you can witness with your eyes. Subhanallah, they were those who had witnessed it. We are those that have heard about it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, amazingly, mashallah, when the sentiments of Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit were such, he says, and he presents the summary of a hadith where Sayyidina Jibril Amin alayhi salam, he describes the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ala Hazrat says, yahi bole sidra wale chamne jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Yahi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paaya. Who's referred to sidra wale Imam Sahib in this couplet?
It is Sayyidul Malaika, Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam.
Subhanallah. And this is the statement, or this is what Allah is saying, that when Jibril Amin was asked about finding a comparison to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of character, in terms of, you know, beauty match, subhanallah, he says yahi bole sidra wale, yani Jibril alaihi salatu wasallam, chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale par tere paaye ka na paaya. Allahu Akbar. This is the uniqueness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that after searching the globe, there is no one found like the matchless Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Mohsab, one poet, he writes in his couplet, he says so beautifully,
tum sa to hasi aankh ne dekha nahi koi, tum sa to hasi aankh ne ar dekha nahi koi, ye shaan lataafat hai ke saaya nahi koi, nahi koi, ye shaan lataafat hai ke saaya nahi koi, nahi koi, jaise mere sarkaar hai.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you just heard this beautiful accounts of Saifum min Suyufillah, a sword from amongst the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how he encapsulated And he explained and he expressed and said that how you express or how do you expect me to describe the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the one who is the most powerful, Allahu Akbar, when the creator who is unique has created his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can Mawlana Sahib inshallah zawajalla shed more light with regards to this amazing beauty and some ash'ar of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala with regards to the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
With regards to the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, if we can think of the best, Rasulullah sallallahu was better than the best.
Allahu
Subhanallah. He says, that sare achho se achha samajhiye jise.
Achha.
Sare achho se achha
samajhiye
jise. Hai us achhe se achha hamara Nabi.
Hamara Nabi. Allah.
So this is the unmatched beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Mu'asib has mentioned, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Mubarak personality never casted a shadow. That shadowless Prophet of Allah, Sayyidi Ala says in his world-renowned salam, he says, wasf jiska hai aynae haq numa us khuda saaz talat pilakho salam. And matching with this shair is the shair of his brother Ustad Zaman Allama Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says, dekhne wale kaha karte hain Allah Allah yaad aata hai khuda dekh ke surat teri.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah.
These are the ways, I mean, they find themselves lost for words when it comes to describing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is mentioned in Mawaidul Ladunya Sharif, that it is said, his beauty was not made apparent to us. For if all of it was made apparent, our eyes would be incapable of looking at him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So all his beauty wasn't revealed.
And imagine, Mawlana Sahib.
Jee, subhanallah.
When it wasn't revealed, or yeh haal hai ki aaj 1400 saal guzar chuke hain, over 1400 years had passed, and even today his beauty is before the sight and eyes of every devotee of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we hear about his beauty and his husn and his jamal, his kamal, then the eyes is flooded with tears, Mawlana Sahib. Tears roll upon the cheeks of the ummatis and followers. Can you imagine the Mubarak land that was honored to kiss the blessed hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he would go into the state of prostration in sajda, in salah, when his Mubarak zulf would come and appear to the sides, maybe in sajda, Allahu Akbar. What type of atmosphere and environment that may have been. Hazrat Sayyidina Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared extremely beautiful from his head to toe.
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said, I never saw anyone more beautiful than the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So these ahadith are there, and Ala Hazrat, of course, then he just summarizes it with his ash'ar when you describe the blessed lips and the structuring of his blessed lips, the softness of his blessed lips, the length and the size of his blessed nose, so perfectly formed, Mulana Sahib. As you mentioned, the very first ash'ar, when Hassan bin Sabit mentioned, it seems as if Allah had created you the way you desire to be created.
Subhanallah.
If the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world, subhanallah, he says it is as if you were created the way you had desired to be created, with such perfect limbs and body parts, which is so amazing, subhanallah. Sartaba qadam. Hey, tane sultane zaman phool, lab phool, dahan phool, zakan phool, badan phool. And some sahaba even explain, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that sometimes it would be noor that would shine between his two blessed eyebrows, subhanallah. And likewise, some sahaba al-Ridwan had mentioned about his Mubarak palms, that if he had touched any person or shook anyone's hands, then the smell and the fragrance from the blessed palms of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain in the palms of the one whose hands he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shook and touched.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Likewise with his Mubarak chest and other features. In fact, it is stated that the most honorable part of a person's body is the face.
Subhanallah.
Because when you direct your attention, the first place that your eyes would go and glimpse at is, of course, the face of a person. Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, a woman from Hamdan informed me that she performed Hajj. This person says, I asked that lady, how was the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she replied, like the moon of the full night. She says, I never saw a face like him before him. no after him. Allah. The one who performed Hajj with him once said, I never saw a chehra, a Mubarak and glittering face like him before, nor did I ever see a face like him afterwards. So, Mulana Sahib, this is the beauty which was examined day and night by Ashabi Suffa. I believe this was the same nutrition which they would have through the source of gazing and glimpsing at the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some narrations mentioned there was nothing to eat and drink, but they would just wait for that same didar, that same smile, that same Nurani Chehra, subhanAllah.
Actually, whenever they saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was most of the time sufficient for them, subhanAllah.
Okay.
No matter what taklif, how much hardship they would go through, they would await the arrival of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whatever taklif they had, they wouldn't disclose it except to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they had, alhamdulillah, confided in him. They had loved him to the extent that if there is anything, they would come directly to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now the kirdar of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was such that each and every Sahabi, they would say, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves me the most. Such was the beautiful gaze of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He showered them with love and rahmah. And when the Sahaba of Rasulullah would describe him, they would describe him in the best manner, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
And words can't really do justice. But as Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid, you mentioned, Mawasab, the beautiful narration that he said, just as the creator who created him, he is also, subhanAllah,
unique
in Allah, his creation, mashallah. SubhanAllah, that is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the Sahaba expound and extol in the profound way, which no one else can, subhanAllah.
No one can ever express that very same chehra and express how it is. But dear viewers of Madini channel, remember, it is stated in a book that the complexion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fair. His eyes were black and were wide set with red lines around it. SubhanAllah. His blessed eyelashes were long.
SubhanAllah.
His face was shone. It was not too round and it was light, as Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not completely round, but this was something liked by the Arabs, that meaning it was not completely round and was most definitely liked by the people of Arab at that time. So not too round, but very beautifully structured, subhanAllah. Whereas Mulana Sahib mentioned that how his eyebrows are joined and how thin the eyebrows. So this is something unique, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanAllah. And his face would always shine like the full moon. Therefore, you will find many accounts where the Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan, as per one narration, companion says the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a qamis, a mubarak kurta or jubba, which had red stripes, Mulana Sahib. And sometimes he would look at the moon and sometimes at the face of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he had done this a few times, he was asked as to what are you looking at? And then he says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I was comparing the beauty of the moon to this Mubarak face of yours. And I have come to this conclusion that you have surpassed the moon. Allahu Akbar. Your beauty has surpassed the moon. You are much more beautiful than the moon, subhanAllah. This is because Allah Azza wa Jalla had made him unique from head to toe, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Kareem grant us the full understanding, and whatever beauty this entire world has, this beauty is through the sadaqah of the beauty of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even the beauty that you possess and our children, our daughters possess, all of this beauty is through the charity and the sadaqah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, many pious predecessors compared the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the full moon. Not one or two, but there are many such accounts that the moon of a 14th night is called Badr. And the moon from the first to the third is known as Hilal. So the term Riwayat Hilal is derived actually from this, it is stated, Allahu Akbar. And this is, it's the thinnest phase. So one name of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Badr, due to his beauty and because of the structuring of the moon when it's born, subhanallah. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would migrate from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, the little children that will gather to welcome the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do so with very same names, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And they would recite this poetry whenever the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would enter from a journey. They would say, طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَّاتِ الْوَدَاعِ وَجَبَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَيْنَا مَا دَعَى لِلَّهِ دَاعِ. Subhanallah. What this means, dear viewers of Madani channel, the Badr, yani the full moon, has rose over us from mountains of Saniyatil Wada, Allahu Akbar, which is an area. And then they say, Min Saniyatil Wada, Wajaba Shukru Alayna, and it is necessary upon us to show gratefulness, Ma Da'a Lillahi Da'i, as long as the caller calls towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This was the statement of the little children of Madinatul Munawwara, which today the world knows and recites, Tala al Badru Alayna Min Saniyatil Wada'i, Wajaba Shukru Alayna Ma Da'a Lillahi Da'i. So upon the call of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should also say, Labbaik, Subhanallah. How fortunate are those little children who also was there to witness this beauty, Mulana Sahib, Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, as the Mubarak face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was flawless, and it is also said about, you know, when people compare moon and to the Mubarak face of Rasulullah, of course there is no comparison, because moon is the one that derives light from the Mubarak face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the shair says, Min wajhikal munir لَقَدْ نُوِّرَ الْقَمَرُ. Ya Rasulullah, it is through the light of your face that the moon has borrowed its light, Subhanallah.
Allah,
and then other shuara, they say, چاند میں تو داغ ہے پر ان کا چہرہ صاف ہے, Subhanallah. Meaning, the moon has its spots and everything,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
But the face of Rasulullah Sallallahu is completely flawless. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, when he describes the physical description of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ مَنْ مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ حَقِّ مَانگ کی اِسْتِقَامَتْ پِلَا كُمْ سَلَامُ. The way Rasulullah ﷺ would part his hair from the middle, and he describes that, Subhanallah, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, meaning the hair of Rasulullah ﷺ,
Allah.
And the splitting of the mang, he says, مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, Subhanallah, the beginning phase of the rising of dawn, Subhanallah. And then he says, لختے لختے دلے ہر جگر چاک سے شانہ کرنے کی عادت پلا کھوں. The way Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would comb his hair, even that عادت of Rasulullah, that habit of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is sending salam. And then he says about the blessed ears of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان کان لالے کرامت پلا کھوں سلام. Just as Alhamdulillah, in the beginning of this beautiful program, we all have recited durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is our aqeedah that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is listening to it through his mubarak hearing, Subhanallah.
No,
Allah,
no,
Subhanahu
doubt
wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. And Sayyidi Ala has been sending salam upon those ears. Then he says about the mubarak eyes of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that jis taraf ut gayi dam mein dam aa gaya us nigah e inayat ke lakhon salam. On the day of judgment, whoever will be in the state of uncertainty, they would alhamdulillah come to life, Subhanallah, when the gaze of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would fall on them. And then he says about the blessed eyes and the nose of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, neechi aankhon ki sharm o haya par durood, meaning the eyes of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would always be lowered. He was so modest, Subhanallah. Uchi beeni ki rifat pilako salam. As it is mentioned in the Shamail of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had long nose and it was slightly raised from the middle, and the noor will emanate from there. So Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala is sending millions of salam upon that Mubarak nose of Rasulullah
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And then about the blessed chehra, he says, جن کے آگے چراغِ قمر جھل ملائیں ان عذاروں کی طلعت پہ لاکھوں سلام. And then about the complexion of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, جس سے تاریک دل جگمگانے لگے اس چمک والی رنگت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر.
And about the blessed beard,
can Mas have explained that shir as well. Every couplet is unique, dear viewers. We don't want to slide this away, Subhanallah. I want you to listen and adhere to the translation, because this is what develops the muhabbat in your heart for we are the ummatis of the most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the cause, actually, he is the reason to cause the broken hearts to be repaired and fixed once again, to mend the hearts which are filled with grief and pain and taklif of this world. Subhanallah. Those andheri, kaun sa sher hai dobara,
jisse tariq dil jagmagane lage, due to that face of Rasulullah sallallahu, that will cause even the darkest of hearts to become shining and bright. Subhanallah. Us chamak wali rangat pe lakho salam, millions of salam upon that beautiful complexion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such was the complexion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And about the beautiful sunnat, inshallah, this should again remind us about this beautiful sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Al-Azhar says, and sending salam upon the Mubarak beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Rishe khud mu'tadil, marhame reshidil, halay mahe nudrat pilakho
salam. Allahu
Akbar. And then about the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, patli patli gule quds ki pattiyan un labon ki nazakat pe
lakho salam. Subhanallah.
And then wo dehan jiski har baat wahye khuda chashmay ilm o hikmat pe lakho salam, jiske pani se shadab jano jina us dahan ki tarawat pe lakho salam. And about the saliva of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, jisse khare kuen shire jaban us zulale halawat pilakho salam. Meaning, it is documented in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there was a well and its water was very salty.
Right.
And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his luhab dehen in there and it became sweet. Subhanallah. Such was the karamat of the saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says about the Mubarak speech of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, wo zabaan jisko sab kun ki kunji kahein, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. So there is so much to say. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, at the end he says, and he sends salam upon the Mubarak feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, khai Qur'ane khake guzar ki qasam, us kafe paak ki hurmat pe lakho salam.
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. How this is definitely a karamat of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala to describe it in this way, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's really amazing. You heard the different narrations, whereas the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compared to the moon. Sahaba Ayyudwan had then come to this conclusion that he is more beautiful sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the moon. The conclusion of whatever Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of the program, and the heart does not want to stop here at this very moment. It's a very difficult place to pause. Allahu Akbar. There are such narrations, dear viewers, that we would love to share, and there are furthermore discussions on the very same subject. Time is always of the essence, Mawlana Sahib. But in conclusion, can you mention a few words, inshallah, so we can come to conclusion?
The conclusion is that the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far from conclusion. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Tere to wasf aybe tanahi se hai bari. Tere to wasf aybe tanahi se hai bari. Subhanallah. Meaning the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his praises are free from the defect of coming to an end.
Allahu
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the sentiment of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Murtaza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman. And this is, alhamdulillah, our sentiment as well, that no matter what we can say about describing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can never be enough. Tere to was aib tanahi se hai bari,
khaira hu mere shah,
main kya kya kahun,
kya kya kahun tujhe. Subhanallah. Lekin raza ne khatm e sukhan is pe
kar diya.
Lekin raza ne khatm e sukhan is pe kar diya, khaliq ka banda khalq ka aka kahun tujhe.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to the end of the program. May Allah forgive us through the sadaqah and the blessed arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will meet tomorrow once again, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaban ya Mustafa, marhaban ya Mustafa, the grand arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaban ya Mustafa.